Beloved, I pray, I desire of all things, that you may prosper. That you may be complete. That you may have a mind that is circumspect. That you may have a wise understanding. That you may prosper and be in good health. That you may have soundness. You may have a covenant relationship with Yahweh. That you may have a friendship with brothers and sisters. We're not a very friendly people. We're not a very kind people. We're not a very loving people. We don't know how to love. We don't know how to walk in that. He warned Solomon, didn't he? And Yahweh warns us. He warns us this hour. He tells us what is lacking in our lives. And if we think that it is not lacking, you are deceiving yourselves. Because it is lacking. It is drastically lacking. And Yahweh is coming for a remnant. And he's trying to prepare a house that is ready to receive him. And if this house is not ready to receive him, woe unto it. Let son, daughter, all go the way of hell, the way of the earth. Look at who it is. Mother, daddy, wife, husband. As far as me and my house, my heart, I'm going to serve Yahweh. I'm going to bless him. And I'm going to praise him too. I'm going to worship him too. And nothing's going to impede me from doing that. I'm going to sing until I can't sing no more. Until I have no voice to sing. If I had 1,000 tongues, I could not praise him. He said, just be a man, Solomon. Just allow his Ruah to fill your inward parts. And be led by the Ruah. If we're led by the Ruah of Yahweh, then we're sons, right? He was a son. Until he turned his heart away from the Torah teachings of Moshe. And once you begin to do that, Yahweh said, I will not go with you. And I will not be with you. Look what Yahweh did. Look at this in Jeremiah, Isaiah. Chapter 53. Now this is Yahweh. Look at this. Isaiah 53:10. Yeshua 53:10. Look what it says here. It says this. Yet it pleased Yahweh to bruise or to crush. And that's what it was. To crush him, Yeshua. And he made him suffer. And he put him to grief. When you shall make his being a soul and offering for sin. It was in fullness of that man that was offered for our sins. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. Look at this now. And the pleasure of Yahweh shall prosper in his hands. You tell me the pleasure of Yahweh prospered in this cruel activity unto HaMashiach to give us light to the Torah teaching? And we think we're going to reject that and deny the Torah. We think we're going to establish some religious practice and some kind of religious ordinance and think we're going to go serenading into the kingdom. You are deceived. You are vastly deceived. And it pleased Yahweh that he prospered. That he knew that everything was complete. It was fulfilled. It was a success. That's what it was. Was that a success, Messiah, being impaled for us? Is that not a success? And yet it prospered Yahweh. His hands prospered in that. His hands prospered in that. To cause him to be bruised, to be crushed. He was crushed. He was not just beaten, but he was crushed. They beat him down. We have no imagination of what enduring all the things that he endured. That's why we take it lightly. That's why we don't consider him. We don't consider him that endured such contradiction. A sinner's this wicked world. I hate it every day. I do. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I hate this world. But Yahweh shows us a way to prosper. I want to show you. I want to begin with this. I'm going to finish this tonight. I may go over a few minutes later. Listen though. He says here in Tehillim, Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. It began here. It began here. The Shalah of Yahweh. Psalms Tehillim 1, verse 1. It says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the wicked. We allow wicked minds to counsel us. We allow our insidious thoughts and our evil imagination to counsel us. So blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the wicked. nor stand in the way of the sinner. Walk the same way, do the same thing, murmur and complain. We don't think that these things are going to devastate our being. When you murmur and complain, you open the door for every sadistic. That's why you can never have the fullness of Yahweh's health. You cannot have that soundness and that shalom. You cannot have friends. You don't have no covenant relationship with Yahweh. He said, nor sit in the seat of the scoffers, the scorners, those that mock. You don't sit with them, those that are full of laughter and folly and frivolity. Look, if it's your daddy, your mama, your son, daughter, makes no difference at all. He said, then this is the man. He said, but his delight. Now you that delight in the Torah of Yahweh. Now there is where your delight should be. Isn't it amazing how they will read the 23rd Psalm, but this has no value here. But his delight is in the Torah, the law of Yahweh, Yahweh's government, Yahweh's statutes, Yahweh's counselor. His delight is in that. Do we delight in his Torah? We don't even seek or meditate upon what the Torah teaches us. We don't think about how it teaches us how to take care of our physical being. Because our physical being is a carbon copy of our Ruah. What you look like inside is outside. That's just the fact of the matter. He said, and his Torah, does he meditate day and night? Now, do we meditate on his truth day and night? Do we love it? Do we think about it? You see, Yahweh challenging. Jeremiah said, you know my heart. You have tried. He's trying our hearts tonight. He's trying your love tonight. You see, that's what he's doing. He's showing you what's in there. He's proving it with the fire of his truth. He is actually showing us. And we're such an ignorant people, we think, well, that's tough for me. Yes, it is for you, my friend. He's letting us know we don't meditate day and night. We think of falling day and night. He said, now this, if one does this, he shall be like a tree. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And he shall bring forth his fruit in what? Its season. And he shall not wither. Can you tell when someone's withering? Sure you can. Can you tell when one gets angry and hostile and upset with pretense? He said, he shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall what? He shall prosper. He shall prosper. His conversation, his way, his walk. He shall call others to want to walk like that. And to prosper in the same way. He shall prosper. He shall prosper. Yeah, he shall show up. He shall walk circumspectly. He shall walk wisely. He shall walk very prudent. He shall walk with wise understanding, with wise counsel. But a man desires to walk in the truth. This doesn't change. You always truth. His Torah is the truth. It has not changed. This pagan thing called Christianity has changed it. And that's the truth. Christianity is nothing more than a pagan religion. It's like any other religion. We must believe in the truth. We must be the true remnant of believers. It has nothing to do with some identity of Christianity or Yahudism or Buddhism or Islamism. We identify with our Abba. We identify with the hope in Yahshua HaMashiach. Nothing else. So when one walks in this truth of Yahweh, delights in it, he's going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And whatsoever that one does, it's going to prosper. Whatever he put his hands on, shall prosper. I will show an example of that. It makes no different ways that he shall prosper because Yahweh says he shall prosper. Now why we're not prospering, Satan, you know why? When you read scripture, does it speak to you? If there are things that Yahweh leads your heart to, is he speaking to you? So is he speaking to us tonight. I want to show you something here quickly. Michelle, Proverbs, in chapter 28. Now this is why we don't prosper. Our minds are not settled. We are not walking in the health. This is it here. It's right here in the book. Michelle 28 verse 13. Why we do not prosper. He that cover his. He that covers his. He that covers his sin shall not prosper. You tell me this generation, these Jezebels, these effeminate, perverted men, the sinful men. Cannot and could not Solomon speak with profoundness on this? Could he not speak in a better way than you or me? He said, he that cover his sins, shall he prosper? It says what? Shall not prosper. And that's why our attitudes never change, our hearts never change, because we cover. You will not prosper. You will not walk circumspect. You might as well say, hallelujah, Yahweh. He that cover his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever confess and forsake them shall have mercy. You don't do that. Beastly, arrogant, haughty, self-righteous people. Now I'm speaking to his people. Whoever covers his sin, that's not me. That's you, sister. That's you, brother. Whosoever covers his sin shall not prosper. And so you tell me this sinful, wicked world, the sinful religious world, they do every kind of vile thing. They break the mitzvahs of Yahweh. They don't remember the Shabbat. And you tell me they're prospering? Lies from the pits of hell. Lies from the belly of darkness. Whosoever shall cover his sin shall not prosper. Cannot prosper. And will not prosper. Will not prosper. Why? Because they cover their sins. And you cannot prosper. And you will not prosper. It is the true word of truth now. It's what we're going to need to prosper. Do I know that? The scripture teach that? Certainly it does. The only way we're going to prosper truly is that we have the sure word and the sure truth in us. Yeshua, Isaiah 55 says, Yeshua. Isaiah 55 verse 6. It says, seek you Yahweh while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways or his way. Do you understand that? Don't fret because one prosper in his way. Fret not yourself of evildoers that prosper in his way. He said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let them return to Yahweh and he will have kindness and love kindness and mercy upon him. And to our Abba, for he will abundantly forgive you. He will pardon you. He will pardon you. Yeshua 55:8. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says Yahweh. For as the Shema Am are higher than the Olam, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from the Shemayam, and return not there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth bread, and it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Listen, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please and I want it to do. And it shall prosper. And it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. When he always sends his word to his house, or those that have ear to hear, his word will prosper. His word will prosper. And if we are not the hearers and the true seed of Yahweh, we will not hear. And you will never see any shalach of prospering in that one's life. You will never see the soundness of healthfulness and spontaneity and strength. This is a lethargic generation. It's one that has no physical energy because they're dead inwardly. People are dead in the inside and there's no life in them. Why? Because the words that I speak, he said, it will go out and prosper. Did not Yahweh say that? HaMashiach said, the words I speak unto you, that they are Ruach, they are spirit, and they are life. And because the word of Yahweh is not spoken in us, it is not in our heart, then we have no life in us. It doesn't prosper us at all. So we don't have that mindset or that ability and that desire to please and to be in covenant relationship with him. We should be in covenant relationship with him. Our heart should love him. Our desire should be to please him. We're trying to please everything but him. sons and daughters, we will twist the word of Yahweh for them. We will fret ourselves because of our evil sons and daughters. We will deny the love of Yahweh because of a husband or wife. Because they reject Yahweh, we will reject Him. I will not do that. Because our children go wayward and go the way of hell. There were two. There were Cain. Cain and Abel. Was Adam? Was he a man? Did not raise his children right? Sure, he brought them up under the Torah. Did Eob raise his right? Yes, he did. And they all went astray. They were not the seed of Yahweh. Period. Because they go astray, that doesn't mean that you have failed. You teach them what is right. The prodigal son, you tell that daddy didn't bring that poor bride. Did he go the way of hell? Sure he did. Did he sell his birthright Esau? A morsel of bread, he was a wicked and profane thing. From birth he was that. Hallelujah. So our success or our completeness is not in that. It is our love toward Yahweh and our heart toward Him. That's what it is. Toward Yahweh. We walk circumspectly before Him. You're not saving anyone. You're having a tough job trying to keep yourself right. That's why you better work on you. You are enough. You know, you are enough. You understand that? So wherever He sent His word, He doesn't send His word anywhere. Wherever He sends His word, it shall prosper. Wherever He sent it, His word shall prosper. So He doesn't just send it anywhere. He didn't send it to the Amalekites and the Canaanites. He sent it to the seed of Israel. Sure He did. He did not send it everywhere. And He's not going to do this. Look at this profound incident here. I want you to hear this. Look at this. In Bereshit chapter 39, verse 1. You all know the story. I want to read it because it's so profound. It has a beautiful revelation to it. See, the circumstances of Yahweh doesn't change because of our circumstances. Because things look small here, that doesn't mean anything with Yahweh. Be strong. Be of good courage. And I will be with you. That's all that matters. And we shall have success. And we shall prosper. Look at this incident here. It says in Bereshit 39 verse 1. And Yosef was brought down to Egypt. And in Potiphar's house, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him in the hand of the Ishmaelites while he was brought him down to Egypt. And look at this now. And Yahweh was with Yosef. And he was what? Now you tell me Yosef was a prosperous man. He didn't have nothing. But Scripture says Yahweh was with him. And he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw, and this is what his master saw. He is a heathen. You understand this. We're blind people. This heathen, pagan Egyptian, he saw that Yahweh was with him. And that Yahweh made all that he did to what? Prosper where? In his hand. Here a co-pagan saw that Yahweh made him to prosper. He was a slave, say what you will of me, and yet he was a prosperous man. He did not own the palace of Pharaoh, did he? No, he did not. But yet he prospered. He saw that he was a sound man. He was in great health. He had the ability to make decisions. He could see. He had insight. He had knowledge. He had revelation. He spoke very precisely with soundness of heart, with great understanding and wisdom, with great purpose, and with great focus. Pharaoh saw that Yahweh was with that boy. He's not like the rest of them. He got something that I don't possess. He saw that everything he put his hands to it prosper. Yosef found favor. See, he found favor because he had prosperity. Now that's saying something there. Now what we call prosperity is a house on the hill. 25 credit cards. In debt up to the gazooba. We call that prospering. Wife out running. The children running like rats in the house. Have no knowledge at all. We call that prospering. is not the prosperity of Yahweh. You can only prosper in the way of Yahweh. Christianity teaches a false pseudo way. Everything that he did prospered. Pharaoh saw that. So he found favor. And he served him. And he made him overseer over his house. That didn't mean he owned the house. He was just overseer. He took care of the house. And that he had put into his hand. And it came to pass for a time that he had made him overseer in his house. And over all, not some, but over all that he had. That Yahweh blessed the Egyptian house for whose sake? Yosef's sake. That's why he blessed it. For his sake. Because of him. He prospered his house. Even though it was a heathen. Scripture says you give a righteous man a cup of water in the name of a righteous man. You shall not, in any wise, you lose your reward. This is a generation cannot even acknowledge a righteous man. I watch some of these little stubborn daughters here. They're so wicked and corrupt. Their minds are twisted. They're perverted. They have no compassion, no love. They're callous. They're cold. They're ignorant. I don't retrieve. I don't take anything back. You understand that? They have no sensitivity. And you think they're going to prosper in their ways? You're deceiving yourselves. They're not going to prosper. Period. He blessed his house because he was a righteous man. And Yahweh was with Yosef. As he was with Moshe. As he was with Joshua. He was with Yosef. So he is with his servants and his people today. Those that fear him. Hate evil. Despise their corrupt ways. You know you will despise someone righteous. Someone that is corrupt. You will bless them. You will become partners with a thief. And you can't prosper because you cover your sins. Your wicked, sneaky, lying, corrupt ways. I use those expressions. Your callous, hypocritical, pseudo-pagan type of expression of your love. He says, and the blessing of Yahweh was upon him that he had in the house and in the field. So everything that he touched, Yahweh blessed him. Well, he was kicked out of the house. He was, wasn't he? Because that was a Jezebel. That's why Yahweh always warned the man against the woman. And that's just the truth. He said, the whore, she sits in the twilight and she looks for a simple man. And so she thought that Yosef was simple. But he was a man that was full of wisdom. He was a man that was prosperous. He had the mind of Yahweh. And so she tried to entice him. And he ran. And as he ran, she pulled his coat off. And she took it to her ignorant husband, Potiphar, and said, he tried to rape me. He wanted me. And I had to scream and cry, and he ran out. Yet he had no ability to discern. He always showed him that this is my servant. Why? Because Yahweh was going to do something. He said, I'm showing you this. I don't even show you that this is a Jezebel. That's all right. I raise up this heifer for this purpose. I raise her up for this purpose. To speak lies to you, and I want you to believe it. Because you're going to see my hand. My hand never changed. Look at this. Look at the 39th chapter, verse 19. Look at this now. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, said, after this manner did your servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. Yosef's master took him, and he put him into the prison house. A place where the king's prisons were bound. Do you hear that? He was there in prison. But Yahweh was still with Yosef. He's with him. Well, how do we know he was with him? And showed him mercy, love, kindness, and tenderness. That's what he showed him. And gave him favor. In the sight of the keeper. The guard of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Yosef's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And wherever they did there, it was his doing. And the guardian or the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his authority. Because Yahweh was with him. And that what he did, Yahweh made it to what? In the prison house? He made it to prosper. Even in the prison house, he made him to be healthy, that even the guard could say, man, he got something that we don't have. We don't want to acknowledge that today, do we? We don't want to acknowledge that some have things that we don't want. We don't have. We don't want to say that he got something, she got something. I want that. I don't mind saying that. Someone got something that I need. That's all right by me. And yet he realized, this pagan man realized that this man had something. He possessed a character and an ability that he did not have. And so he made the prison to prosper. Everyone was at peace. Everyone obeyed the guard. Nobody gave the guard hell. They said, all right, we'll do what you tell us. They did it with happiness. They did it with a great glee. That's what it means. Because you're always with him. He doesn't change his course. No. The truth of his Torah never changed. Well, because he meditated and he kept this truth in his heart. He kept it day and night. He was constantly reminded of it. That's why we stir up a pure mind by way of remembrance. He always takes us back. He shows us what we are, what we've been, and what we are doing. He takes us back an hour ago. He takes us back yesterday. He shows us that we may stir up our pure mind by way of remembrance. So Yahweh was with him. And he's still with his people today. And he has servants that he's with too. And they speak the truth. And they declare it. And they're not afraid of the countenance or the expression of men or the attitudes of men. They're not afraid. None at all. Not one thing at all. Now we must do what Yahweh commands us in order to prosper. So don't tell me Christianity is doing what Yahweh commands it. I want to close with a few verses here in Dibarim. Turn back to, Dibri Hayahim. Second Dibri. Second Chronicles 31:20. Second Chronicles 31:20. Only when we allow Yahweh to prepare us. And he prepares us by instructions and teachings and counseling and by his Torah. Only then we begin to prosper in the way he intends for us to prosper. He says in Second Chronicles 31:20. Look at this now. And this did Hezekiah throughout all Yehudah, and did that which was good and right, and look at this, and full of truth, before Yahweh, his sovereign ruler. You see what he did? He began to restore things. He began to take the people back to pure worship. He began to remind them of what Yahweh required of them. It says he did that which was good and right, and he was full of truth. His Torah is the truth. He was full of truth. Verse 21. And in every work that he began in the service of the house, the Beit of Yahweh, and in the Torah, and in the Mishpatim, to seek Yahweh, his sovereign ruler, he did it with some of his heart. He did it where? And what did he do? And he prospered. You see, we don't do it with our whole heart. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care if you're mowing grass. I don't care if you're picking sticks up. You must do it with all your heart. And we're a generation, we don't do that. Whether you're baking bread or washing dishes, you do it with all your heart. He did that in the service of the house of Yahweh. He did it all with all of his heart. We don't do it with all of our heart. We do it with a partial heart. We do it with slothfulness. Why? Because we don't have the health of Yahweh. Beloved, I would above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers. Even as you come to great revelation and understanding of Torah, you will begin to grow immensely. You begin to have the health of soundness of Yahweh. He wants to be sound in our mind, our thinking, our logics. He wants to have his concepts and his precepts. And that's what the Torah teaches us. And so all that he did with all of his heart. He was sincere. He was devoted. He was motivated because he knew who he was doing it for. We're not that way. But look at what we do, we're not motivated by us doing it unto Yahweh. Everything we do it as unto him. And we don't do it that way. We don't do it that way. We do things half-heartedly. But he did it with all of his heart. And everything he did, he prospered. You see why we don't prosper? Because we don't do it with even no heart at all. We do it because we compel and force. When someone does it with all their heart, they do it because it's a pleasure, it's a love. Now you wouldn't murmur and complain. Now you wouldn't have an attitude when you're doing it. You do it because you got an attitude. Okay, what it is, at least I think you get an attitude. Your heart is not in that. It's the nature of your sinful ways. Thank you. It's flesh. That's all it is.
just flesh.
David said unto Helaim, 118, verse 26 and 25, 36. And I want to close some ego, but I want to read this into Helaim, Psalms 118, verse 25. See now, I beg you, O Yahweh, I beseech, I beg, I cry to you. He said, send your shalah, your prosperity. See, Yahweh sends that. He said, I beseech you, Tehillim 118, verse 25. Send your prosperity. Blessed is he that comes in the name of Yahweh. We have blessed you by your name out of the house of Yahweh. He said, send your prosperity. Send your strength and your assurance and your success, that our hearts will be successful. We will thank you and be happy. That's a successful heart. That's a successful man that is at the shalom of Yahweh. This world has no prosperity. They're twisted. They're depressed, oppressed. They're bound in bondage. They don't know which way to turn. I turn unto Yahweh, my Abba. And I constantly turn unto Him. Why? Well, we meditate in Scripture. And we ought to meditate day and night. That should be the constant thing on our mind. And when that is on your mind, you can see it in your countenance. I don't care what you're going through. And you must begin to change your expression. You must begin to change that. And when you have the health of Yahweh, there's a sharpness. You can tell a healthy person from an unhealthy person. Healthy person, you will know. Where they walk, their countenance, their skin, their complexion is totally different than for one that is unhealthy. And when one is truly walking in the Ruah, it's the difference between those that are and those that are not. That's the bottom line. I want to close with this, with Elihu, as he speaks of Yahweh's great might and his power unto Eob, as he, in the midst of that great affliction, and yet Yahweh prospered him. When it was all over with, he prayed for his friends, and Yahweh prospered him, didn't he? He did. Eob chapter 36, verse 9. Elihu, the young man, speaks. He says, then he showed them their work and their transgression that they have exceeded. He opens also the ear to discipline. That's what he opens our ear to. A command that they return from iniquity. He's commanding us to return from our lawless, totallessness ways. He says this to all of us. Listen. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in what? So if you do not obey Yahweh and serve him, you are not spending your days in prosperity. And their years in what? In pleasure and delightsome, sweet, lovely, agreeableness with Yahweh. So you must serve him. And you must obey him, and you shall spend your days in prosperity in the shalah of Yahweh. But if they obey not, they shall what?
Perish
by the sword, and they shall what?
Die
without what? Without knowledge. So when a man is prosperous, he has the knowledge of Yahweh's Torah, the knowledge of Yahweh's truth, which is his instructions. And he's governed by Yahweh. So we can never prosper if we cover our sins. We hide our corrupt, wicked ways. We must acknowledge our sins and confess them and speak of our own sins. We're always speaking of someone else's ways, are we not? And that's why we never prosper. That's why we never grow. That's why we never mature. That's why we never have the fullness of his expression in these beings, in this physical being. And he intends for us to have that. You believe that?
Yes.
I do. May Yahweh help us. May he give us strength and understanding to walk faithfully in his truth and to obey him with all of our heart and to love him with all of it. His word is the truth. And he knows us. And he knows where we are. So he speaks to us and tells us our conditions. That's what he does. He is the healer, isn't he? And we need his healing power, don't we?
Yes.
And so a doctor, he has to know what to operate on, doesn't he? If we're not sick, then he doesn't need to operate. So he needs to operate on us. With what? His word is sharp and powerful. That any two-edged sword, it cuts, separates. So that's what he's doing. He's trying to separate you from your iniquity. That you may repent and respond to him right. That's what he's trying to do. We always want to say what someone else is doing. It's you, my friend. You're the sick one. You're the one that's sick. You're the one that's sick. You need some help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May bless you tonight. May help. If anyone is listening on the live stream, we do bless you all. And pray that Yahweh bless you tonight with these words. I know Brother and Sister Brantley there. Bless you all. I understand. I talked with them last night and I said to Michelle, she said, no. I said, I got that one wrong too because I've called their son Little Alex. And he said to Mom, why does he call me that? I'm 20 years old, a big man. I said, all right then. I presume, that's what I said to them. I said, I presume that you all were younger than that. And he was about 3 or 4 years old. And so I wrote them a letter and capitalized young, big man Alex. All right. So we bless you all that are listening tonight where we are. Sister Tuck, if you're there, bless you. May Yahweh bless you in your home. And Shalom bless you all. I do bless you all for all things, what he's doing. There was a man that called me the other night. He was listening to WVOY. He said, he asked for me and said, I want to tell you something. I start listening to that station, and I just could not turn it off. I could not. And as he heard the things, as I talked with him for about 15 minutes, the man's heart was very open to hear and to receive. And my heart was blessed because Yahweh has a small remnant. I'm going to deal with that on the Shabbat. Everyone is not a part of the remnants. Not everyone. Not everyone is going into the kingdom. Your sons and daughters are not going. They turn their hearts away from Yahweh. I don't care what you say. This wicked world, they all think that they're right and they're wrong. There's no love for Yahweh. I don't care what you say. They practice an evil, seductive way. They practice a religious way, a way of religious worship. But they don't know Yahweh. You can know him apart from his Torah. Yahshua is the fullness. He is the express power of his Torah. That's what he is. Christianity has taught us wrong. We got that trash in us. And it needs to come out. You know when you're going to come, that's going to come out. You've got to exercise truth now. Come on, you're not going to get in no shape unless you exercise. You're not going to get your lungs ready unless you exercise. So you got to realize you got to put yourself on a program. And that's what Yahweh does. He began to deal with every little aspect of our life. Our heart, our mind, our ruah. He began to deal with every little aspect. He began to exercise that until he wear you out. And that's what exercising does, doesn't it? It wears you out, doesn't it? Huh? When you truly exercise. I'm talking about exercise. I'm not talking about a stroll around here. Now, that's not exercise. I'm talking about exercise. I'm talking about really hitting it, all right? That's exercise. Come and exercise with me. You'll exercise, all right? You will be warm when I finish with you. That's right. You will be. And so what he's trying to do is exercise us now. We must be warriors because that's a great battle ahead. And the shape we're in, you're not going to endure it. You're not going to do it. You're not going to make it. We're not going to make it. I say it with all honesty. I love you enough to tell you that. You're not going to make it. You've got to be ready for this battle. It's going to be one so intense like never before. And with our mindset today, with our twisted minds, our carnal thinking, our hatred for Yahweh. With the wicked, he was near their mouth, but their heart. Get out of my face. That's where they talk to him. And what one to us? May he help us and give us strength. May he touch us all tonight. Cause our conscience to be clear and pure. That we may retain his truth. Yahweh bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. Bless you all that are listening. May Yahweh bless you. I do want to bless. In all things we bless you tonight, Yahweh. I do want to pray for Sister Hawkins there in Jamaica. As you wrote today, other day. I pray your strength upon her and those saints there. Just touch them, Yahweh. I pray that you raise up a mighty man, a brother of strength and faith, Yahweh. Just raise him up and give him strength. I pray that somehow you can bless us with the funds, Yahweh, to send the funds there to bring a brother here that he may be trained for season and time and take care of that responsibility, because you will not give a charge of that nature to any woman. I pray you bless her and give her strength and help her as she passes out the literature and open her house for a place that they may come, the elders, and talk and discuss scripture. But I do pray for give her strength and touch all the saints, Yahweh, wherever they are throughout the world. Bless them, I pray, our enemies, our friends. We pray for them all in Yahshua's mighty name. We pray for the shalom of Yisrael and Jerusalem, your people, the true remnant, Yahweh, not just a seed that rejects your Torah, rejects Yahshua, and not yours, Yahweh. I pray for your people all over the world in Yahshua's mighty name. And all the saints said, hallelujah, Yahweh. Yahweh bless you.